send the questions directly to you rather than just to everyone. And so we'll take turns answering questions. And then we have one more meeting after this one, I think.
Would you please remind me again how long I have for my presentation before the Q&A?
Carrie, you have a half an hour. You have a half an hour, and Bo has a half an hour.
Perfect.
And after that, we'll open the chat box for people to for questions. So then after that hour that you and Bo are splitting, then we will answer questions for however long it takes. And, you know, questions have gone. Okay, 2 o'clock. Well, 2 o'clock California time, 4 o'clock Central Daylight Time. I have to remember that I'm in a different time zone. I'm being transported. Hello and welcome to the fourth meeting of today's International Corona Service Conference of AA. My name is Penny and I'm an alcoholic and your MC for today. We are glad you are all here. So glad. We are holding hour-long meetings every other hour today to explore how AA's traditions and concepts and other topics that can allow us as individuals, groups, and service entities to navigate the now with the increase in AA online. We will open this meeting with a moment of silence, and I hope you will all join me in the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. A few tech notes before we begin. Please be sure that your video is off during the meeting, or you will be removed to the waiting room. Also, your audio will be silenced and the chat room will be locked. If you would like to ask a question of the speaker, we will unlock the chat room after both of our speakers have shared, and you will be able to send a question to each of them privately if you would like, or to the general chat room. If there is disruption to the conference, please be patient. We may need to put everyone on hold for a couple of minutes until any issues can be resolved. Only recoverytapers.com has permission to record any part of this conference. The AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. AA's seventh tradition states that we are fully self-supporting through our own contributions. This conference has been organized by AA members and is not affiliated with any outside organization or institution. We ask that only AA members contribute. The money collected goes to pay for our expenses, including the use of this Zoom account. Any excess will be sent to the AA General Service Office in New York. To contribute via Venmo, please use the ID @navigating.now or the QR code on your screen. It is not necessary to friend us on Venmo to send a contribution. If requested, the 4-digit code is 3670. If you would prefer to contribute via PayPal, please send your payment to the email conference 0404-2020@gmail.com. At this time, please let me introduce Carrie B. from Bend, Oregon, who will be sharing on online anonymity. It's yours, Carrie. You're on. Unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
You're on, thank you.
Yeah, you're on.
I'm so sorry about that. My name is Carrie, and I am an alcoholic. My home group is the New Horizon Group in Bend, Oregon. We meet 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. We have 5 literature studies and 1 speaker meeting on Saturday. We have moved all 6 of our meetings over to Zoom. It was quite the process trying to work within the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. I do have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I sponsor women who sponsor women. And my sobriety date is March 25th, 2010. So I just turned 10 not long ago. One of the things that my service sponsor tells me and has told me for years now about the traditions, well, there's a lot of things he tells me, but the one thing that really rung true for me was, and that has really rung true for me these last couple of weeks, and I'm sure that some of you can relate, is that trying to live and work within the traditions and to observe the 12 traditions has never made any task in AA easier or more efficient. It's never made doing any service work in AA quicker or easier. And that has definitely been the case for me these last couple of weeks. I haven't really had an opportunity to make too many meetings outside of my home group, only because we do have 6 meetings a week. And I mean, lately, of course, we have 6 meetings a week. And the average member of my home group is about 200 years old. And so I've been spending a lot of time and having the opportunity to spend a lot of time on the phone with some of the older members of my group, trying to even, you know, explain how to mute a phone. And so it's really provided me with an opportunity for tolerance. And so this is really an honor and a privilege to be here today talking about one of the things that I'm passionate about. You know, those two names, the two words in our name, Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm very passionate about both of those. I think that both of those words describe why, after 85 years plus, we are able to still be functioning and unified. So without further ado, I have not always appreciated the 11th tradition, which is what we're talking about today. I've not always appreciated any of the traditions. There was a time in my sobriety that I unapologetically broke every single one of them, and I would tell you about it proudly. I thought that the only tradition we needed was tradition 3. I thought they were all out of date. Obviously, pain brings willingness, and that has been the case for me. Having said that, I am not going to... I don't want to come off today as any sort of authority or person who's going to tell you that you're doing it wrong. I don't want to come off like that at all, because I have done all of this wrong. And so I would be a hypocrite. So I took some notes. I'm just going to read this real quick. Let's see. I rarely see a tradition broken that doesn't have good intent behind it, good intention behind it. We all know what the road to hell is paved with, though. Normally, when the traditions are broken, it's not out of a lack of respect for our traditions, but rather out of a lack of understanding of them. Most of the time, we are helping, quote unquote, someone when we break one of these spiritual principles. This case deserves an exception, right? However, we are asked repeatedly to put the long-term welfare of Alcoholics Anonymous before the individual group, and the welfare of the group before any one individual member. The good is quite often the enemy of the best. That's what Bill Wilson repeatedly says throughout his literature. The future of Alcoholics Anonymous relies solely on our adherence to these 36 spiritual principles. It's so inspiring to see more groups studying the traditions in our history and more tradition workshops popping up. Like one of my AA heroes says, how do we know where we're going if we don't know where we've been? Well, right now it's a really difficult place because we are in that period again, the flying blind period. We haven't been here before with navigating anonymity on this level. And so I brought a lot of literature with me. The host has asked you to start your video. Am I supposed to be on video? I just clicked yes, but I didn't realize I was supposed to be on video. Am I?
There you are. Yep, that's good.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. So I brought a lot of literature because I rely heavily on the literature today. I don't have a whole lot of experience in Alcoholics Anonymous, being only 10 years sober. So I rely heavily on the experience of the United States and Canada, expressed through God, as he may express himself through our group conscience, expressed through our conference approved literature. And it seems to me like God, as he may express himself through our group conscience, through our literature, holds a little bit more weight sometimes than Carrie's opinion. So I'm going to refer to the literature a lot. So the first thing, I'm going to start off with a quote from Bill Wilson. I know what the temptation of fame and money really is. I was once a breaker of anonymity myself. I thank God that years ago, the voice of experience and the urging wise friends took me out of that perilous path onto which I might have led our entire society. And that's why Alcoholics Anonymous is anonymous. AA co-founder 1955 in the language of the heart. So I see a lot of Facebook groups right now that are using the AA name, calling themselves Alcoholics Anonymous. Now a lot of Facebook groups, I see one end of the spectrum and I see another end of the spectrum. And I think that's probably why I was asked to do this today, is because I do spend a lot of time, on the Facebook kind of, medium and on social media, trying to work within the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I'll give you two examples of two extremes. And then, of course, there's everything in between that I've seen. One extreme is, members who have started these Facebook groups, especially recently for the Zoom Facebook groups. You'll see I was added to probably 10 Zoom Facebook groups immediately that have to do with posting different meetings that are online meetings and posting lists that are online lists. And when I was added to these groups, I was just added. I wasn't asked any questions. I wasn't asked about my membership in Alcoholics Anonymous, which tells me that anybody can be in there. According to GSO guidelines, which I have provided a link to somebody who I was supposed to provide a link to, and I hope that link gets passed out to you guys. According to GSO guidelines on internet, great. Guidelines on the internet for these groups, and they're yellow. They're yellow pages. Well, I don't know about anymore. They, when you print them out of your, okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to skip that portion for right now because I can't find my guidelines. Dang it. I was well prepared. Oh, here we go. Okay. So according to the internet guidelines, so I see one end of the spectrum that have groups actually posting some internet guidelines, which I love. So I was added to a group that I kind of looked into their guidelines and the way they do things, and I was so impressed that I copy and pasted kind of their anonymity statement, and I'm extremely impressed by this. So it says, in adherence, and mind you, when I was added to this group, they asked me some very specific questions that I had to answer before getting in. One of the questions was, do I believe myself to be an alcoholic, or do I think I might have a problem with alcohol or a drinking problem or something like that? And it's amazing that, you know, and then it asked me for my home group, you know, so I felt really safe in entering that room because it tells me that if they're asking me that, they're probably asking everybody else that. And so I can speak more freely in that forum, I think, than I can when I'm put into a group that I don't have those questions asked to me. And some of the group guidelines that I've read on these Facebook groups and these Zoom groups lately have said, you know, these rooms are for anybody who's clean and sober or, you know, practicing any sort of 12-step recovery. Well, according to the internet guidelines on anonymity, you know, AA is its own entity, right? All 12-step fellowships are not, it should not be held within the same room if we're practicing anonymity. Okay, so in adherence to our traditions, this is what this one group read, and I love it. This is what you see when you enter the room. In adherence to traditions and respect for GSO internet and social media guidelines, realizing anonymity within the AA fellowship does not include other fellowships or those who are not alcoholic. Please only add fellow members of AA. And then it quotes our literature. AA literature states, in keeping with the 11th tradition, to not disclose AA membership on social networking sites unless composed solely of AA members and password protected. And then it gives a link to the AA guidelines and on internet. And then it says again, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions. And I was really impressed by that. And then, you know, you look up in the internet guidelines and some of the things, and I'm not going to read the whole internet guidelines to you. I'd love to because I love this stuff, but I'll just, some points that I highlighted was, so a quote from Bill Wilson is in here and he says, at this altitude, public anonymity, 100% anonymity was the only possible answer. Here, principles would have to come before personalities without exception. Facebook and other social networking websites are public in nature. It is a public medium where AA members and non-AA members mingle. So this is saying that here's more. Using these platforms to provide information about anonymity online may actually strengthen the principle of anonymity at the public level. I don't recommend that for anyone who doesn't like controversy. I have posted some internet guidelines on some of these groups as per suggested by the guidelines. And I was actually kicked out of two of them. And so sometimes people don't want to learn this stuff as passionately as some of the other people. And I'm sure that people who are here watching this, just like any sort of tradition workshop, are probably the people who don't necessarily need to be here watching this, right? But I'm going to go over this anyway. So unless solely composed of AA members and password protected. So it reiterates that throughout the guidelines. And then it says again under AA website settings and local websites, unless password protected and for AA members only, an AA website is a public medium and therefore requires the same safeguards that we use at the level of press, radio, and films. And so that tells me that for myself, the groups that I, you know, are comfortable in are adhering to these guidelines. They are groups for solely AA members. I was also added to a group day before yesterday for solely NA members, Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't qualify for that fellowship. absolutely appreciate them being there, and I absolutely appreciate, you know, their guidelines as well, because on the top of their Zoom guidelines, it said, if you're not a member of Narcotics Anonymous and you were added to this group, it's nothing personal. We ask you to, you know, find a group that you are a member of. And I really appreciate that, because it's, that's how the guidelines read. Open meetings and closed meetings in these new Zoom formats. Let's see, open and closed meetings. Personally, I'm more concerned with who is participating in an open meeting than a newcomer not yet sure at a closed meeting, because there's lots of us that get to Alcoholics Anonymous that don't know that we're alcoholic yet, that might just think that we're a heavy drinker or we have a problem with alcohol. For me, isn't that what a closed meeting is for? Those who think that they may have a problem with alcohol but may not be fully convinced and would like the extra anonymity protection. Open meetings are the ones we may have an audience for. In an open meeting, we may have a college student writing a paper or a parent or significant other checking out what Alcoholics Anonymous is, or a professional in the field of counseling, or the medical society wanting to learn about what Alcoholics Anonymous is. Therefore, open meetings is where I try to be on my best behavior and stick close as I can to the primary purpose and watch my language and behavior. Closed meetings, I tend to speak a little bit more freely in. If we have non-alcoholics participating in meetings, it could give the wrong impression as to what AA does and does not do. This is no different with the online meetings. Why not just simply use the word for word description both straight from our literature? And I've provided links to the description of an open and a closed meeting. I'm also going to just read something from page 186 in the 12 and 12. It's when, you know, they started having the purpose of a closed meeting. The purpose of an open meeting, they didn't used to have open and closed meetings, right? The Al-Anons used to come in and make their coffee and whatever. When Al-Anon family groups came into existence 12 years after the Big Book was written, the meetings began to be closed. They didn't use that term. They didn't use the term open meetings or closed meetings. It was just all of the meetings were for alcoholics only. But they saw a need. I'll just read it. So many groups began to hold meetings which were open to interested friends and to the public so that the average citizen could see for himself just what AA was all about. And that's the purpose of an open meeting. And so I've been asked a lot, you know, in this type of new Zoom forum, should we have all closed meetings because we don't want the bombers, or we don't have, and it's like, you know, yeah, I guess it's a group conscience thing. I can't say, I can't make that decision for your group, but I know that for my group, we actually have all open meetings. And the reason for that is we don't allow non-alcoholics to participate, but we definitely still want non-alcoholics to come and see what we are and what we are not, and, you know, take what they need from us and maybe start their own 12-step fellowship or bring their grandson in when he gets out of treatment because they know that we're not lunatics, or take their clients there or send their patients there. And that's what an open meeting is for. Jimmy D, trustee, who's going to speak, I think at 4 o'clock or after we're done speaking here, he said in his conference report, which I love, he said that open meetings are our most important form of PI, of public information. And I agree to that. I agree with that. So I'm kind of scattered all over here. So I hear, as far as Facebook goes, I hear things about our 11th tradition, such as, here's some quotes that I've heard in the past. I want to help stop the stigma. Everyone knew I was a drunk. I don't care if they know I'm sober. Here's another one. I'm being selfless and outing myself in case someone may want to get sober. They will then see that AA works. It allows me to help people. I've heard all of these things, and I would just, I guess, like to take this opportunity to remind people, you know, our 11th tradition is not our anonymity tradition. That's our 12th tradition. Our 11th tradition is our public relation policy, and it doesn't speak to your anonymity. It speaks to my anonymity. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity. I have to remain anonymous at the level of press, radio, and films. Even if I want to shout it from the world that I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, because I have 60 days, so of course I'm recovered and I'm going to stay sober forever and my problem's finished. Well, that's great. But what kind of example are you setting posting your coin on Facebook for the newcomer who doesn't have 60 days just yet, you know, who has maybe 30 days and they're going to be a chronic newcomer and they're going to be posting their 30 days. And then it shows the world that, you know, so I can't be the face of Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't be the spokesperson. And this 12 Traditions Illustrated pamphlet, which I love, it speaks to that beautifully. It says, alcoholics who have recovered through our program are themselves the strongest attraction that AA has. And many have chosen to tell their friends, neighbors, employers, coworkers, doctors, or spiritual advisors that they're in AA. And when we do so, we are not breaking our anonymity in the meaning of this tradition, right? Suppose a sick alcoholic never has the good fortune to meet an AA. I'm going to skip down a little bit. The tradition is talking about our personal anonymity. So giving the general public an accurate picture of AA is the chief job of our public information committees. So we have people to do that. We don't have to go carry the message to the public because we have committees who do just that within guidelines and within working within those traditions. And so as far as tradition 12 anonymity goes, you know, which is more of the spiritual sacrifice, which is the one that I had a hard time with because I wanted to be the face of AA. I wanted to shout it from the rooftops that I'm sober and Alcoholics Anonymous works. So anonymity in this 12th tradition illustrated, the little illustration says anonymity, sacrificing personal ambition for the common good. And so even though I think that I would make the perfect spokesperson for AA, you know, even I could get drunk. Even I could flip somebody off in my car. Even I could say something snarky. You know, who knows? And I can't, AA can't afford for me to be the spokesperson. And so, you know, our 11th tradition, it doesn't protect me from society. Our 11th tradition protects our society within Alcoholics Anonymous from me. And so one of the other things that I really like out of the 12 traditions illustrated is it says anonymity as we observe it in AA is at the root a simple expression of humility. When we use the 12 steps to recover from alcoholism, we are each trying to achieve real humility. When we use the 12 traditions to work together in AA, we are all trying to achieve humility as individual members by recognizing our true place in AA and as a fellowship by recognizing AA's true place in the world. That is so humble. That has so much humility in it. And right now, especially in these last couple of weeks, when I understand that we have found a solution and we want to help everybody. But the truth is that Alcoholics Anonymous does one thing and we do that one thing supremely well. And our entire society has the humility of knowing that we are not the clergy. They're there and they are really good at that. And they have a purpose. We are not the medical society. There are men of medicine who are there for that reason. And they are really good at that. We are not a treatment, the treatment industry. The treatment industry is there for a reason, a good one. And that's not us. There are other 12-step fellowships that have a purpose. And we can't pretend to be all things to all people as a society right now. I've heard many people, I was on a Zoom meeting where a woman, this was last Monday night, I was on a meeting where a woman was sharing. I logged on late. It was some random meeting. And I was asked by a sponsee to go and check this out. She was on the meeting. And I logged on for a second, and this woman was sharing that, you know, she's a school teacher, and these meetings have been saving her since they closed the school, because she's been going crazy without her kids and stir crazy, locked up in the house. And since she's never liked alcohol anyways and never really drank that much, she has no problem not having a desire to not drink, because these meetings are helping her. Well, you know, that's wonderful, but we do still have a singleness of purpose, even in this new age of online meetings, you know, and wouldn't it be wonderful for her if she could create something for all of the hundreds and thousands of school teachers out there who are in the exact same boat, and they can have meetings, you know? And so one of the things that I've done is I've made sure to provide information for people who come to my home group's AA meetings looking for help with problems other than alcohol, so that they have links to Narcotics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Al-Anon, not School Teachers Anonymous yet, but who knows in the future. So checking my time. Okay, time is up. So I'm going to close by reading just real quick. I'm going to close by allowing people to know the difference between some Facebook settings, and then I'll shut up. So the Facebook setting for a closed private group is one that you cannot find on on Facebook. You can't find it. It's closed. You have to be added by somebody else who's already in that group. It's a secret setting. That's pretty safe. If you can find it by Googling, chances are everybody else can too. And I really had a lot more material here, but I'm gonna close with that, and I'm gonna trust that the facilitators or whoever's putting this thing on will utilize my links and get those links to the literature out to you guys. And thank you so much for having me today, and thank you for allowing me to be of service.